In consideration of jurisprudence, of course, as a system, we get to be equal under the law. This is surely absolute theory we get to think of. Like, yes, there was a civil war in the United States from 1861 to 1865. After finishing the Civil War, then successfully they established the 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Then through the 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, they abolished the slavery. Mm-hmm. And as a legal system, they successfully abolished that slavery, then what is happening to human mentality? Like, you were slave yesterday, but now you are human being. Something like it.
Yes.
Before or after abolishment of slavery, yesterday you were slave, then today you are human being.
Mm-hmm.
And this is making difficulty to a lot of American people.
Mm-hmm.
At the time.
Yes.
And, of course, essentially, to think of ideal state of humanity, oh wow, to think of that, having such system is quite terrible. This is an inhuman idea, surely. Then, we've been talking about we do not learn anything from history. So, through experiencing a lot of cases in your human history, it seems like after such time of the Civil War in the United States, after that, up to now, in the year of 2013, do you really think that we have been learning a lot of important matters from our human history? It seems like we don't learn a lot. We don't learn a lot. This is observation I have now. And then still now, in some of the areas in the United States, there are some communities you are from Japan, then as a superficial image of American people, they are friendly and they are smiling, laughing a lot, then nobody knows that there are some communities or private houses where Japanese are not accepted. You are here or there in the entrance hall of private house, then you are not accepted. You are from Japan, here's not the place for you to come. Some Americans say, still now, and this is a kind of taboo nobody talks about. I cannot write such a thing. If I write it, I think a lot of Japanese people deny there's no such a thing. The United States of America is a wonderful country. There is freedom there, and it is such an equal country. Why do you say so? Why do you write such a thing? Are you anti-Americans? This is a stereotype idea. Usually people think that we got to be courageous enough to admit some real matters. And this is surely an important study to think of human mentality and nature of human being. This is very, very important stuff to think about. Human mentality or nature of human being. This is not simply matter of law,
mm-hmm.
but tremendously meaningful opportunity to question some quintessential matters of human beings in the world.
It's not more only in the United States of America.
No.
But,
this is also private I'm thinking all the time. Nowadays I think I don't talk about this to nobody. This is one of cases I'm thinking all the time. And so, like in Japan too, I think, we have some sort of different feeling of prejudice toward some different people. For example, domestically speaking, some people have different feeling in front of people coming from Buraku, or you have your prejudice against Ainu people too. And so among Japanese, domestically here, Japanese have the same or similar problems. And so to criticize about the United States only, I don't find any of appropriate feeling. It's this concerns a lot of cases all over the world going to Europe, and of course there are a lot of complex social problems there in consideration of respective histories there in respective countries. All the time there are some complex matters, one another.